Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to...
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. This is James from eBay Anti-Fraud Department. How can I help you today?
No, I just want to cancel that order.
Alright, you want to cancel it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know regarding this case, like who misses your eBay account or your information?
Yeah, not really. I don't know why that was this, you know?
Okay. So, as you know that this is a fraudulent transaction which has been made by some other people. So, for that reason, you need to fill up one eBay cancellation form. Once you fill up the form, then your fraudulent order will be cancelled. And that point of time, you get a refund amount which has been placed by some other people. You need to, you get a refund money, get back to your account, $299 successfully. So, may I know that which device you're using for internet purpose? Like, do you have a computer or laptop?
Just a phone.
Okay, just a phone. Is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
Android.
Android. Now, have a look on your screen. There should be a loudspeaker option. You just turn on the loudspeaker and go back to the normal home screen. Like, go back to the normal wallpaper screen.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Yeah, now you need to open up your Play Store. PlayStore. Play Store.
Just go on to Google and open it.
No, just confirm me, like, what can you see on your mobile screen? Did you see all the icons, like applications, name, Google camera, gallery, Google, Facebook?
No, Google.
Yeah, and after that...
Google, YouTube.
Yeah.
Play Store.
That one. Just click on
that. I'm in Play Store now.
Yeah. Now look at the very top of your screen. There should be a search bar. You can type something, right? You need to type over there. Just click on that search bar. Touch on that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now type there. Yeah.
What?
Now type.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, now what? Type over there. A for Australia, letter A.
Yeah.
N for Nancy, letter N.
Yeah.
Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
D as in doctor, letter D.
Yeah.
E as in elephant, letter E.
Yeah.
S for sugar, letter S.
Yeah.
And K for kingdom, letter K.
Yeah.
Now, you give a click on search.
Yeah, just get the blue one.
No, what? Yeah. Blue one. Give a click on go.
Yeah, search.
Yeah,
search. Install.
Yeah, did you see the application's name which says AnyDesk Remote Desktop Software?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, just click on install.
Alright.
Okay, once you click on install, you should be you just wait a while. It should be downloading.
Yeah, it's about 12% already, 15.
Alright. Once you can see the open option came up, you just touch on open after the download process.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm holding the line for you, and once you open it up, just tell me one by one so that I can assist you what you exactly need to do to get that 9-digit cancellation number.
Yeah. open.
Yeah, click on open.
Yeah.
Now, touch on agree.
Just waiting for it to click in, that's all.
Yeah.
It says, Knox license application.
Yeah, just click on OK.
Alright.
Alright. After that, what can you see on your screen?
Plugin available.
Just click on.
And plugin recorded.
Yeah, can you see the checkboxes which is unchecked over there?
Yeah.
Just click on that and click on OK. Alright. And once you click on OK, what can you see after that?
Yes.
Okay, just
in this plugin, I had one.
And beside that, can you see any option like installing or it's already...
Yes, it says installed down the bottom. That's another guide.
Yeah, another AD1. That is your additional download. What you need to do, just press the back key one time and come back to the previous page. Yeah, go back.
Yeah, well, it comes up for you, top chart. Oh, that sort of thing.
Okay, like, are you on the AnyDesk page?
Children categories, suggestions for you.
All right. What do you need to do, sir? You need to come back to the normal wallpaper screen, okay? And reopen up your normal screen. Yeah, go back to the home page.
Yeah.
Now reopen up your AnyDesk application, which you downloaded right now. Red color app.
Alright. Yeah, it'll be in the top around there. Here it is. Alright.
Yeah. Now, what you can see once you open up your AnyDesk?
Israel. With a little icon up the top with three bars.
Okay. Hold on. Did you see any 9-digit number once you open up your AnyDesk application?
Yeah, now I do.
Yeah, just
five,
tell me
four,
the number.
Three,
yes.
254.
Uh-huh.
923.
Okay, and below that number, can you see set password? The small option.
Oh, yeah. It just says...
Yeah.
Set password.
Yeah, just click on that set password.
Yeah, it says always show intercom session request.
Yeah, just wait.
Our intercom session request if any desk window is open. Never show incoming session request. I don't know which one you want.
Just scroll it up a little bit on your finger and you need to find an option which says... No, permission profiles. Just scroll it up a little bit. You can see any option like permission profiles.
Alright. I'm just going up and up.
Just scroll it up your finger a little bit. Just go to the bottom.
Access control list. Permission, there it is, permission profiles.
Yeah, permission profiles. Did you get that, permission profiles?
Yeah, I got it here.
Just click on that.
And then it's got a speaker, screen sharing, full address, attended access.
Yeah, just click on that, the fourth option, unattended access.
I'm on that. Enable attended access, click that.
Yeah, enable unattended access, you just click on that checkbox which is unchecked.
Yeah, and then it says, this password is weak.
Yeah, just click on that panel, I'm gonna provide you the security and password so that nobody can access your information.
Yeah.
It should be, Yeah, it should be lowercase and don't give any space. Type there letter A, A for apple.
Okay. Right there, I gotta get it. Little I?
Yeah, little I.
Yep.
After that, P for papa, letter P. Little P.
Yeah.
After that, P for papa again.
Yeah.
After that, L for Lima, letter L.
Yeah.
After that, E for Edward, letter E.
Yeah.
After that, numerical number 121.
Just put numbers 121?
Yes. And just check that, did you type there apple 121, all should be lowercase and without any space?
Yeah.
Okay. Below that option, did you see any kind of okay option?
Yeah, just that's click on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
just click on that.
I did.
All right. And give me some moment so that I can check in my server. All right. And once you can see any kind of start now option comes up from your screen, you just give a click on start now. That means our technician start the work. All right.
Yeah.
You can successfully connect it with our eBay Secure server. All right. What you need to do, you just come back to the normal WorldSquare screen once again.
Well, it's come up with a plus and a thingy, yeah? Default, screen sharing, full access, unattended access. Again,
yeah.
You just turn that off and start again, or...
All right. And do you do online banking with this cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So just hold on. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, thank you for being on hold, sir. This is Eric. You are talking to the technical supervisor. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. Now, sir, I believe you have seen the transaction which is exactly fraudulent going on. So what we need to do, sir, we need to simply check your eBay account and we need to check any fraudulent activity is still going on with your eBay or not. So what do you can see in your screen, sir? Will you confirm it to me?
It just says permission profile default.
Close that.
Screen sharing. Here, close.
Yes. Okay, now can you
and
see the very, very top? Okay, now can you see the very, very top? You see the red color security at the very top. Do you see that? At the very, very top, sir. At the very, very top, sir. Do you see security on the red color line?
Yeah, security. Yeah, red.
Yeah. Now, just beside security, do you see an arrow, a small arrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want you to press that arrow from your side.
Oh, that's on.
Okay. Now, do you see this things over there, like eBay Secure Server is now viewing your desk?
And it says remote address.
Yes. It means, sir, you are successfully connected with a 3D lock secured machine of eBay. It means we are activating the security into your cell phone. And one by one, we are stopping those fraudsters' IP from your device. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to minimize your AnyDesk and go to your eBay account.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, just press the home button and come to your normal screen where you see your all the icons.
All right.
Now, first of all, I want you to go to the eBay account, your eBay. Yeah, just swipe your screen from the bottom to top, swipe it up.
Yeah. I just got to find this. I don't know where my eBay account is, true.
Okay,
could
just
be
give
on
me one
Chrome minute. Or something, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, just give
I'll
me one
just
minute.
Have a look. I've got things here. All
Google, right.
Maps, Google.
Okay, open the Google. Open the Google.
All right. Google.
Yes, now on the Google, I want you to type in there ebay.com. Now, one thing I'm going to confirm you, sir. if you see any problems are there in your eBay account, what we need to do, we need to simply activate the security to stop the fraudulent payment, okay? Now, once we will activate the security machine will send you the unfraudulent message into your internet banking. What you need to do, you will get to see an approved message will come in your bank, okay? That message will simply stop the fraudulent payment. So, once you will receive that, just let me know. So once we will get the confirmation message, I will let you know what you have to do. You have to just log in and check. All right.
I'm in an inquiry and a search for anything.
Search for anything. Okay. Now, I want you to log into your eBay account. Can you see the person symbol over there? The person?
Yeah. In the top there.
Yeah. You know how to log in. Now, yeah, just log in the way you do. It does not match.
It says continue with Google or continue with Apple.
We'll
continue with Facebook. You know what I mean? It's got the three of them.
All right. Give me 1 minute, sir. Give me 1 minute. Let me check it for you. Yeah, just give me 1 minute. Okay. Now, sir, what we are doing, sir, we are deactivating those fraudsters' IP from your cell phone. And to do that, we have to cancel these kind of fraudulent transactions. So to cancel the transaction, we have to send you a cancellation message into your internet banking. So what I want you to do, I want you to simply log into your account and check, do you receive any cancellation message of your transaction into your internet banking? So just simply minimize your eBay and log in.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Okay, now what I'm wanting to do, we will send you a cancellation message into your internet banking, which you use, okay? So once you will log in, you will just get a message directly coming up from eBay, okay?
Well, this is connecting eBay server.
Yeah, because eBay server is sending you a cancellation message, sir. So I just
remote address, it says.
Yeah, just press the home button and come to your normal screen. Press the home button.
That's what I've done.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to log into your internet banking and check any message will be coming up so that we will simply stop the fraudulent messages, okay? Fraudulent payments.
Yeah.
I want you to log into your bank. Are you in your bank account?
Zip account.
Oh, no, I don't want you to go to your zip. Simply minimize your zip.
Well, that's the only one I use to spend on fucking line. I don't use my other account, home account, or any of that online.
No.
I only put my money in zip and spend off zip. That's why people can't take my money.
Because
and I'm not holding on to you while you're hooked into my phone. I'm going to fucking disallow everything and fuck you off because I think you're a fraudster to yourself. If you want to do this shit, you do it, but you've got to do it. You're not getting into my fucking bank full stop. Fuck off.
Alright, just wait for a moment.
I'm straight up.
Do you know what exactly happening right now? These fraudsters
are exactly getting... I know what's happening. Good boy.